This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A father-son duo opens a pizza shop at a former Mark Vetri restaurant.
I think that what we're doing here, is something that throws back to old slice shops in Brooklyn, and that was always my dad's concept with the one that he opened in New York, and I think we've just added more layers to that.
Like a pool table, records for sale, and an old-school Atari console, complete with an old-fashioned television that you can use while waiting for your slices.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 412 South 13th Street at the brand new Pauly G's Soul City Slice Shop, which is Mark Vetri's old ami. But you have taken over the old Mark Vetri spot and turned it into a slice shop. So I understand that this is your first in Philly, and it's a father and son duo here. I'll start with the namesake, Pauly G, which is the dad, right? So why did you decide to open a spot in Philly?
Well, when I first started coming to Philly, it was to eat sandwiches here. I love the roast pork Italian sandwich. And we came for a few years. My wife and I would venture down. And one day I read an article about a place called Paisano's. And it sounded really worth checking out. My wife and I drove down after work one day. This is after I had opened up our spot in Brooklyn. And when we got down here, we said, boy, this is a lot like North Brooklyn. I bet your Pauly G's would go well down here. And ever since then, I've been searching for the right person to do it with. And right under my nose was the right person, but he didn't know he was the right person yet.
Your son?
My son, Derek.
So how long ago was that first drive down to Philly?
9 years ago.
So for 9 years, you've been keeping an eye out?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. I thought you have to find the right person to do it with, and that was the struggle. If you find the right person, then you look for the right location. But I never found the right person until Derek decided that he was the right person.
He wanted to be part of the family business?
He did. He wanted to have a shop with a pool table and a vinyl shop.
So, Derek, what brought you to Philly?
I came to Philadelphia in 2015 for graduate school. I came here for a master's in psychology.
So this is 2 years after your dad thought that he really liked Philly and wanted to start a shop here.
Yeah, and at the time, my brother had lived down here and I had found a program that I really liked at Drexel. So I came down here for graduate school and then I graduated. And aside from a short stint in Colorado, I've been here ever since. And I've been working for the VA in West Philadelphia.
So who came to who?
I think the first time we talked about it or I said that I was interested was maybe 2018. I had just moved back from Colorado or was in the process of doing that and was deciding that I think I wanted to, go in a different direction with like my long-term career goals, even though I wanted to continue on doing the work I was doing for the VA. And yeah, I think that it was in the back of my head for a couple of years. And last year, I think, was the first year where I thought that it would be a good idea. And we started looking at spaces. Maybe last summer, I think, was when we first started looking at spaces. So
you started looking at spaces, and then what was it about this space?
Well, it was a perfect footprint for what we wanted to do. We actually looked at another space in another neighborhood because we weren't finding the type of space we wanted. At first, Derek wanted to have a little vinyl shop and a pool table, but we didn't think we were going to find that. And we were kind of settling on this other spot, and the landlord was dragging her feet. We wanted a lease. I think Derek was thinking, well, the next shop, we can have that. All of that, right? And then while the landlord was dragging her feet, this spot became available. Because of the pandemic, it had gone through a couple of iterations of people showing interest, but all of a sudden it came back on the market, and I saw it, and Derek tried to talk me out of it, and he couldn't. I kept on telling him how perfect it was, and then he slowly began to understand.
Why did you try to talk your dad out of it?
Well, I think that this is a new kind of career change for me and a new operation, and, I'm learning a lot, and this is a big space. compared to the other one that we were looking at. And I think in my head, initially, I was attracted to the fact that it would be a little bit more reducible and a smaller operation, something that I could wrap my head around. And we moved forward with this space and we talked through it. And my dad, I think, felt very strongly, and it came out really well. And I think it came out better than we could have imagined.
So you got a lot of stuff in here. You've got the record shop, you've got the Atari setup, the pool table, like a gaming music pizza shop.
Yeah, kind of something like that.
Describe it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I want it to be a place that people can come eat pizza and hang out and drink beer and do a lot of different things. I think, you know, it goes along, I think, a little bit with our brand. We have a lot of vegan pizzas and we like to be a big tent place, I think. And, you know, people can come, and if you're a music person, you could listen to the soundtrack that we've handpicked, or you can come to buy records if you like vinyl, or if you like video games, you could play Atari or pool, you know. So we want to
come and watch TV. Okay, you could watch sports, you could watch Jeopardy perhaps, or Bob Ross, which they do in Brooklyn. The TVs aren't up yet, they'll be up very soon.
And you're gonna have more than what you have.
Yeah, we're going to have 5 TVs behind the bar that people could enjoy.
Nice. So where did you get that vintage Atari console?
So when we opened our first slice shop in Brooklyn, we took all of the old equipment from my house growing up in our rec room. We had a Atari set up there with an old vintage television. And when we opened in 2018, the slice shop in Brooklyn, I told my dad, it would be really cool if you put the Atari there. They were about to sell the house in New Jersey at that time, and we didn't know what to do with it. And I said, you should put it in the slice shop. And lo and behold, people loved it. And we got a ton of comments on it, and everybody on Yelp would say that they love the Atari setup. And it's awesome because it's what I was playing when I was a kid.
So why did you take it out of Brooklyn?
Well, this is a different Atari. So we have a new Atari down here and a new television, but it's a very similar concept.
What happened is the one in Brooklyn was actually the one that I bought when we first got married, like in 1979. And it's lasted until that. And actually, my mother loved Atari as well. She used to play pinball on there. And we had hers as well.
Pong.
Pong, yeah.
Pong, right?
Yeah. But she liked pinball. She was really into pinball and video poker. And we had those. And unfortunately, just recently, we had a flood in the basement. We lost everything.
Oh, I'm sad. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
So, but we were able to get a new one and a TV. I warned Derek that the TV is not going to last forever, and you're not going to find anyone who can fix it, and you'll just have to buy another one.
Which, I mean, where did you get such an old TV? I guess you got to go to antique shops.
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could find all sorts of things on Facebook Marketplace.
People keep their stuff for a long time.
Yeah, they do, and then they randomly want to get rid of it. Yeah.
So a lot of people are going to come, and it's going to kind of, what, remind them of their childhood?
Yeah, I think that what we're doing here, I think, is something that throws back to old slice shops in Brooklyn, and that was always my dad's concept with the one that he opened in New York. And I think we've just added more layers to that when it comes to sports or when it comes to the music. I think we want it to be kind of a little bit of a time capsule.
I like to compare it to vinyl. There are a lot of people my age who now love vinyl because it reminds them of when they were younger. And there are younger people who want to know what it was like back in the day handling those vinyl albums rather than getting an MP3 download, right? So it's the same thing with the pizza shop. People my age, they want to go someplace that reminds them of when they were young. And people Derek's age, they want the same thing. They want to see what it was like to go to a shop like that. And, you know, it was a perfect formula. And it worked well in Brooklyn, and, you know, it seems to be working well here so far.
I mean, who in their 40s didn't have an Atari console in their living room with the little remote controllers, right?
Yeah, and the thing that I love about the Atari is how many different controllers there are. It's like kind of an interesting concept for somebody like me who grew up with things like PlayStation and N64. There was just one controller, and every different game has a different corresponding controller, which I love that about Atari.
And we're doing all this talking about this being a gathering space. So now let's talk about the food. So talk to me a little bit about your menu.
What I established the original slice shop in Greenpoint, I wanted it to be like the pizza that you would have gotten 50 years ago. So we keep our menu very simple. We have plain slices, pepperoni, sausage, Sicilian style pizzas. We do have a little twist on a Sicilian style pizza. They all have sesame seeds on the bottom, which are a big hit. And we have a couple of other little twists, not many, but a very big hit in our wood-fired place was a pizza called the Hellboy, which had Mike's Hot Honey on it. So that little new school twist we have here as well. But it's basically a steak classic. We don't put crazy things on the pies to stay in line with that motif.
And you got it. You can order them by the pie or the slice.
Yes, absolutely. Which you don't find too much here. See, you find it a lot in New York City, but not much here.
What do you like? What do you like to order?
I would say that my favorite has always just been a standard classic plain New York style slice. There's something kind of beautiful about the minimalism of just dough, sauce, and cheese. But aside from that, I really love our Hellboy slice, which is with pepperoni and Mike's Hot Honey, which is like a spicy honey. And I think it's like the perfect combination of sweet and savory.
The other thing that we are serving here, I actually started in Brooklyn. It was an homage to a beloved Philly sandwich, the roast pork Italian. And we're serving that here on a Sicilian slice. Sharp provolone, sauteed broccoli rabe, Italian roast pork, which we can't seem to get anyone to sell us, so we're going to have to make it ourselves, and sliced hot cherry peppers. But the secret is a nice combination of sweet and savory and well-balanced ingredients. There's a guy in Chicago named Steve Dolinsky who does a lot of pizza reporting, and he calls it the optimal bite ratio. That's the secret.
What do you like best about the neighborhood so far now you just opened?
It's just if you've ever been here, it's just a very, I don't know what the adjective is for, it's very peaceful and it's very pleasant looking, and the people are very friendly, very friendly.
Now, since you're a slice shop, are you dependent on like the office traffic coming back, people coming downtown to like grab a slice during lunch?
I think that we're dependent upon a lot of different elements. I think in the evenings, we hope that people who live in the neighborhood come in. There are people who want to come in at lunchtime and grab a slice. And I think we're also hopefully going to be dependent on people who are in bars around the area who now need to have some substance, is that the right word?
After the bars close?
Yeah, to kind of make it so that they don't fall down on the way home.
So you'll be open late night?
We will. On the weekends, we'll be open until 2 a.m. We'll be open until 11 p.m. During the week.
Anything else you think that we should know about Pauly G's? Not to be confused with Pauly D's.
Yes, definitely not Pauly D from the Jersey Shore.
Have people asked you about that?
Yes, we get it pretty frequently, actually.
Katie Couric brought it up on TV once. She actually said that. Pauly G, not Pauly D from the Jersey Shore.
I'm imagining a DJ up on the bar here.
That would be nice. We are a music-forward slice shop.
That is true.
And I would say that the only other thing that I would say about our place is we've done a lot of work to put together a really nice draft beer selection, and we've sourced with a lot of Pennsylvania breweries on our taps, a lot of very local Philadelphia breweries like Separatist in Passyunk and Second District in Newbold, and we're really excited to create those relationships with local breweries and have a curated beer selection that I think people will appreciate.
All right, well, that's Derek Giannone. His dad is Pauly G, Paul Giannone for Pauly G's. And they are Pauly G's Soul City Slice Shop here at 412 South 13th Street. And Pauly G, I know you want to stress that this is not a New York slice shop. This is a Philly slice shop.
That it is. If you look on our walls, you'll find lots of pictures on the wall of Philly music memorabilia from Philly International Records, music that I absolutely love from the early 70s. And you'll find lots of pictures of Philadelphia sports figures from the 70s and the 60s. Lots of Phillies and Sixers. Dr. J. We don't have violent sports in here, but there will be one picture of Smokin' Joe Frazier.
Classic. Yeah. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your opening.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.